under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion. Your call-in can be made by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. That's your telephone number. The telephone call goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. Looking forward to a lively dialogue today on a subject that I find unusually ominous. Listen, we're talking about today clothing that can monitor you. Clothing that can monitor you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're aware of the attempts, I believe, of the federal government on every hand, all of its three-letter acronymed agencies, the IRS, the FBI, the CDC, the DHS, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, infinitum, that wants to track, trace, follow, and monitor and censor everything that we say. Well, a new addition to that is federally authorized manufacturer of clothing that will trace, track, and follow you wherever you go. We're going to be talking about that and all of the associated tentacles that ties with that for focusing on the absolute future when the man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, shall rule and reign and be able to trace, track, and follow, censoring every human being on the face of the globe. That day is rapidly approaching. We'll talk about that today and look forward to your dialogue and discussion on that issue. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, as I do daily on this broadcast, that as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. We do not base our decisions on political correctness, woke culture. We do not base our position on issues on some philosophical rhetoric or denominational dogma, but on the centrality of central biblicist worldview of what does the Bible say. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Let me do something that I don't normally do. In that one verse, those two verses alone, there's a wealth of information and direction for us. If you continue in my word, one of the key factors of a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, one of the key characteristics is constantly stay. If you continue, that is to stay, to dwell, constantly be in my word, that's the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God, then you're my disciples indeed. The word indeed means truly, surely, absolutely. So the way you identify a disciple, which means a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, are those that continue in the word of God. And as we continue in the word of God, the scripture says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Why is that so? Because the Bible is truth. John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." And Jesus is the Logos of God, the word of God, according to John chapter 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. And Jesus himself says in John 14, 6, "I am truth." So, ladies and gentlemen, I challenge you each and every day to stand for truth, to seek truth. It is a, how would you say, characteristic that is not viewed as important today as it was in yesteryear. At one time, if you perhaps heard some old-timers, as they like to call some of us, but the mindset was back and back and back and back and back some more. A person didn't think there was a need or necessary to have a written contract, just the word and a handshake. That was all it would take. But ladies and gentlemen, we've come a long way. And as the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, made the statement, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And I believe we have drifted from the truth in a major, major, major fashion. And I believe part and parcel of that is what we listen to, who we listen to, what we believe, and what we inculcate. I've seen people that will ask the question, well, where do you get your news? How do you know these things? One stated on one occasion, I watch CNN News every day, and I've never heard of those things. Of course you don't. It's the Communist Network News, NBC. It is ABC, CBS, MSNBC, the fake channels for finding real truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has the opportunity and the privilege of being the bastion of truth. And I say that in harmony with former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint's statement in relationship to that. He says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation today. And yet we find, according to the latest survey, 55% of millennials say that each person determines his or her own version, his or her own version of truth. No such thing. It's an absolute asinine lie. There's no such thing as your own version of truth. Truth is truth without bifurcation, without any addition or modification. It is truth, and the Word of God is that source. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And that's precisely what Jan Hus did. As he was being burned at stake because of truth, he said, truth shall prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand on that today, perhaps more than any other time in the history of our great nation. And I think with our issue that we're discussing today and the tentacles out from that will validate the need for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators, and Tools for Time has the knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. Street address is 11291 11291 Old San Augustine Road. There's a good identifier. I call it a benchmark. You can see it on some streets. You can see it for a mile away. It's a 165-foot flagpole. U.S. flag, Old Glory, is flowing 24/7. You can find that flag in the flagpole. At the base of that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanic and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. it's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion. As I said, by way of a monologue tickler, as I like to call it, telling you where we're going and what we're going to be talking about, clothing that can monitor you and your neighbor. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're aware of the attempt by the federal government to spy on every citizen in America today. We've discovered the spying on us via Twitter, now called X. By the way, I never will understand why it's called, why Elon Musk calls it X. I understand SpaceX, et cetera. That's a some kind of design for him. But when I see something and it's supposed to come from a certain source when it's online sent to me and it says X, I'm wondering, do I click on the X? Is that what it's for? We're seeing where we're being spied on by Twitter and text message and emails and Google, Facebook, all of the social media. Even our cell telephones are monitored and censored. We're being spied on. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a very serious question. Would you have ever dreamed of the possibility of the federal government financing a program for clothing that will trace and track and spy on all of us via the clothing? Yep, you heard me correctly. The U.S. Spy Agency has invested $22 million in what they call smart clothing, clothing that can monitor you, secretly surveil you, and anyone that's standing nearby you. That's right. Today, our once free nation is being morphed into a nation, ladies and gentlemen, where no longer do we have a Bill of Rights. We're being morphed into a nation where no longer is there anything that would be called privacy. We're being morphed into a nation where our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the freedom of protection from invasion from the federal government, the Fourth Amendment, is simply being eviscerated. Let me read carefully some of the massive article on that subject. Headline on this article: I can't believe it. I'm just bowled over by it myself. U.S. spy agencies invest $22 million in smart clothing that can monitor you, secretly surveil you, or anyone standing nearby you. Dated September the 11th. A research operation in the U.S. intelligence community is presently developing clothing with the capability to monitor and record its wearer and his or her surroundings. The Office of Director of National Intelligence touted the research project in a newsletter just released. The Intelligence Advanced Research Project Activity recently launched a cutting-edge program that aims to make performance-grade computerized clothing a reality, the release stated. The project aims to provide the U.S. government agencies with, listen to this, the project is designed to provide the U.S. government agencies with, quote, durable, ready-to-wear clothing that can record, video, and geolocate data sent back to the office of the DNI, end quote. The concept is billed as smart, electronically powered, and network textile systems, or smart e-pants. Smart e-pants. I'm serious. I'm reading right from the article. Smart e-pants. To date, no group has committed the time and resources necessary to fashion the first integrated electronics that can that are stretchable, bendable, comfortable, and washable like regular clothing, the spokesperson said. Smart ePants research contracts have been awarded to several organizations, including SRI International, the Massachusetts Institute for Technology, and Nautilus Defense, according to the release. The federal government is funding the project at the tune of $22 million, according to the latest email or message. Washable shirts, washable pants, washable socks, underwear are all part of the program, the outlet reported this month. Annie Jacobson, the author of the Pentagon's Brains, told The Intercept that the program could become a tool. Listen, could become a tool to create a vast network of intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance for the future in America. End quote. I'm going to pause for a moment for that to sink in. Now, we've almost become desensitized to the fact that what we say can be monitored. We've almost become desensitized to the fact that when we send an email, it's going to be read by some federal intelligence agency. We've almost become desensitized to the fact that any cell telephone call we make, that we can be traced, tracked, monitored, censored, and everything uploaded. We've almost become totally desensitized that things like Instagram, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, and I could go on and on with all of the big tech platforms. We almost always, all of us realize, I'm sure we do, perhaps I'm talking to someone that's not aware of it, but I believe that we almost all realize, recognize, and openly and or quietly admit that there's nothing that's secret anymore. There's nothing that is personal anymore. There's nothing that is to be kept away from the eyes of the roving search of the federal government to try to find someone somewhere, some way, that there's something that they can tag and charge with a crime. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize when it comes to the January 6th group that were arrested, most of them still have never had a trial? Many of them still incarcerated without a trial? Do you realize that it was because cell telephone geofencing of the cell telephones were used, where the federal government mandated that the cell telephone companies produce that information? And multitudes were caught up in the network and the dragnet of the federal government and stand waiting now for a trial that were not even present for Donald Trump's speech, that supposedly called for everybody to go and bring about a insurrection, as they call it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is perhaps one of the most egregious, dangerous elements that's still being let go today in America. And I don't hear any Republican candidates for president speaking about that. Don't hear any Republicans that's in office today, Speaker of the House, right on down to every other Republican seat in the House or the Senate, that's saying anything about that egregious fact. But ladies and gentlemen, now talking about clothing that can basically be a geofencing device that can basically be able to transmit where you are, what you're doing, what you're saying, and for anyone standing near you, you want to get to the future where you say, do you have on e-pants? Do you have on a garment that the federal government's manufactured for the purpose of tracing, tracking, and following you? Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is going to be the future for America. But listen very carefully before you get too uptight and too excited about that in the wrong sense. Some people get uptight and bothered and worried and grievously concerned about broadcast like this today because it's factual, truthful of where we're going. But listen, we need to understand that one day, very, very soon, the rapture of the church is going to take place. We as believers, called the body of Christ, the saints of God, be suddenly seized, snatched out of this old world. And what we see taking place today is the world system being set in place so that when we're taken out, the man of sin, the Antichrist of Revelation chapter 13, we'll talk about that more later in the broadcast today, will be able to be in total full control of every human being on the face of the globe. 20, 25, 30, 40, 50 years ago, theologians of the best mind the most conservative of the theological minds in America could not discern and determine how in the world could an Antichrist, one person, one man, one human being, be able to know everything that's going on the face of the globe, be able to trace, track, follow, and censor every word that's spoken. It was kind of an enigma multitudes of years ago, just a short few years ago. But now we understand when we see the electronic technological advances in society. We understand with the federal government and our own nation and what they're doing so that they can trace, track, follow, and monitor everything that's said. We understand better how that can happen. I'm looking at a headline, CDC bought phone data. That's B-O-U-G-H-T. Purchased, bought phone data to monitor all Americans and their compliance with the lockdowns. Now, most Americans did not realize at the time we had the mega major Gestapo government in America that was totally unconstitutional, totally without merit, totally illegal, where we had the mass mandates, we had the social distancing requirements, we had the lockdowns, the lock-ins, and the ones that were not following that were persecuted, prosecuted, and some put in jail, even some pastors, because of not following it. It was not recognized at the time that everything was being monitored to determine who needs to be contacted for lockdown compliance. This article reads, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention purchased data from tracking companies to monitor compliance with the lockdowns, according to the contracts with the firms. The CDC paid more than $500,000 and another $208,000 that bought access to location data for at least 55 million cell phone users in America. The contract approved under the agency's review due to COVID-19 pandemic. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, let me pause. The cell telephone companies, in my opinion, should be sued for the invasion of privacy, for allowing the federal agency called the CDC to mandate that they give that information to them on the premise that we're in a pandemic, a COVID-19 pandemic. There's not a pandemic in the world that takes precedence over our Bill of Rights. There's not a health emergency that can take control and evaporate, and totally set aside our Bill of Rights. But ladies and gentlemen, that's been done. The federal government's already proven that all they've got to do is declare a COVID pandemic and everything can be done by fiat. We'll talk about that in this broadcast today, because right now we're on the fast track in that same direction with a replay of 2019, 2021, 22. We're on a replay. We're on the fast track for that. This article says the CDC said it would be using the tracking data to assess home by the hour behaviors and enforce the curfew laws. The data could also be integrated with other information to be provided by comprehensive pictures of the movements, the travel of the persons during COVID pandemic, to better understand mandatory stay-at-home orders, business closures, school reopenings, and other non-pharmaceutical interventions in state and in cities across America. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as I said a moment ago, I believe most have understood that that is the potential because of where we've been before. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing today is setting the stage for the man of sin, the Antichrist, to step on the scene. At your leisure, turn in your Bibles. If you're driving, you can't do it, but at your leisure, turn in your Bibles to Revelation, the 13th chapter, and you'll find there's one that is called the beast that's coming forth. It's talking about the Antichrist. The Antichrist, according to verse 1, 2, and 3 of Revelation chapter 13, will have a mortal wound, somehow be slain. The false prophet, which is demonically empowered, will have the power through demonic empowerment, satanic empowerment, to raise the Antichrist from the dead. As a result of that resurrection of the Antichrist, there will be the awe, A-W-E, around the globe. And the scripture says the whole world will follow after him. It's a false miracle that'll take place that'll allow the world to view the Antichrist as being the great poobah, if you will, and everybody will want to identify with it and to accept the mark of the beast, as it is called in Revelation 13. It won't be a forced thing. It won't be where the federal government goes after you with handcuffs and chains. It won't be as the old Left Behind series, which was wrong doctrinally, theologically, and biblically. It won't be where they will come dragging you handcuffed and chained to put the mark on your hand or your head. That picture, that image is in the minds of most people today. It won't be that way at all. It'll be where the whole world will gladly, gleefully, wantonly submit to the Antichrist for the chip, the mark, to be implanted, placed upon them as an identifier, saying, I am in lockstep with the one that makes the choices and decisions to provide me with food, clothing, and shelter. Now, we see the handwriting on the wall today with that potentiality. In fact, we find today some things that are taking place that I think is just absolutely egregious, and yet we find so many that's willing to fall lockstep into that program and follow it. Ladies and gentlemen, telephone number is 904-831-0916, 904-831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call goes direct through the studios to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, comment. Along the line of what we're talking about, I'm looking at a headline, and we'll talk more about this for the balance of the broadcast. Klaus Schwab, S-C-H-W-A-B, Klaus Schwab. He is the chief honcho with the World Economic Forum. This article says, Klaus Schwab urges world leaders to grant World Economic Forum, full governmental control over all nations. Perhaps you didn't hear that headline. Perhaps you thought I misread it. Perhaps you think that that's not really what the article means. Klaus Schwab urges world leaders. He was in the G20, Global 20 meeting, and other meetings peripheral to that. Urges world leaders to grant World Economic Forum full governmental control over all nations. This article is dated September the 9th, 2023. It says World Economic Forum Chairman Klaus Schwab has urged governments to grant the World Economic Forum the full governmental control over their nations as part of the Great Reset Agenda for Humanity. Schwab issued the chilling message during his address this week in the Association of Southeastern Asian Nations Summit. The article further says, during his speech, Schwab outlined his plans, his plans for merging all state and corporate power into one. Speaking at the summit, Schwab ordered government leaders to cooperate with the World Economic Forum or face losing power and influence in the new globalist landscape. In other words, if you want me to pause and interpret, he says to governmental leaders in that meeting, if you want to be part of my plan, if you want to be part of my program, if you want to be part of the controlling of the globe, you've got to follow my orders. He continues by claiming that with the fusion of the World Economic Forum and states, we would see a shift from the era of capitalism to the era of talentism, that is taking human talent and corporately using it for capital. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll talk more about this after the top of the hour news break. But I want us to understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about clothing that can monitor you. We're talking about a federal government that is merging on a global level for the one world government. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Iran could be in line for a $6 billion windfall courtesy of the Biden administration. Reports of a prisoner swap being arranged that would include the release of the billions in frozen Iranian assets. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia, where he is meeting with President Vladimir Putin. Putin seeking more munitions for the war in Ukraine, while Kim is expected to seek military technology and economic assistance from Russia. Libya's eastern city of Derna has buried 700 people killed in massive flooding, 10,000 reported missing. Leominster, Massachusetts, about 40 miles northwest of Boston, reeling in the midst of devastating flooding. A state of emergency declared. Some homes have been cut off by the flood waters, sinkholes opening up in the roads, drivers finding themselves stranded. On Wall Street, the Dow down 79. This is SRN News.
Conservative Theological University has been training God's servants since 1982. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for your interview today. Please leave your contact info for the admission staff to reach out to you. Courses can be taken on campus, online, or distant personalized education. Partial scholarships are available. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE and leave your contact info today for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on two stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about setting the stage for the Antichrist to step on the scene. Some of the things that we see taking place today might be passed by nonchalantly, not giving a great deal of thought or consideration as to the origin and the future exposure for the censoring, the tracking, tracing, and the controlling of humanity. I look at everything through a central biblicist worldview. You say, well, what's a central biblicist worldview? That's everything that we see taking place locally, statewide, nationwide, or globally. We look at it through what does the Bible say? Because the Bible addresses all of these issues that we're faced with. There's nothing new. There's nothing new. You might say it with new names, what seems to be out of the ordinary origins, but there's nothing new. God is setting the stage. God's the one that's in control. God's the one that's on the throne. It is God that's setting the stage for what will be the future tense for this old world. God's setting the stage for the curtain to be opened and for the Antichrist to step on the scene after the rapture of the church. Keep in mind, if you have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you're saved, you won't be here. I won't be here. We'll be snatched out of this old world. God's promised that he will keep us out from the wrath to come. The wrath, the thumos, the white hot anger, the judgment of God in the days of the tribulation, where God's pouring out his anger on a Christ rejecting, God hating, Bible denying society that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Just before the top of the hour news, I was reading part of an article from Klaus Schwab. That's K-L-A-U-S-S-C-H-W-A-B. Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum. And Klaus Schwab, if I can go back and at the risk of redundancy, read a few words to set the stage, to pick up the pieces, top the loose ends as where we were before the news break. World Economic Forum Chairman Klaus Schwab has urged governments to grant the World Economic Forum full governmental control over their nations. Listen, he's speaking to the national leaders. I don't know if Joe Biden was in this meeting or not. Joe Biden was at the G20, the Global 20. This is where Klaus Schwab met, spoke with the leadership of the world, as it's called. Don't know whether Joe Biden was there at that moment or if he was sleeping. Can't ever tell. He claims he was at the day after 9/11 with the Twin Towers being destroyed by the 19 terrorists. He claimed he was there the day after that watching it and was amazed at it. And, of course, there's no evidence that he was even in New York at the time or even close to that time. But nevertheless, Klaus Schwab says that all nations need to surrender their power for the Great Reset agenda for all of humanity. Schwab insists that the chilling message issued the chilling message during his address this week. During the speech, Schwab outlined his plan for merging all state and corporate power. Speaking at the summit, Schwab ordered government leaders to cooperate with the WEF or face losing power and influence in the new globalist landscape. In other words, you're not going to be part of my plan for the globalist reset unless you follow my orders. He continued, by the way, he's a German Gestapo, if you will, and I'll touch on that in just a moment. He continued by claiming that with the fusion of the WEF and the state, we would say shift from the era of capitalism to an era of talentism, that is taking talent, using talent, just using the people as little worker bees with their talents to churn out the product is basically what he's saying. Schwab boasted that under his system, corporate elites will craft policies for sovereign countries to ensure that innovation becomes the key competitive factor. Schwab boasted to global leaders gathering at the summit, the world will look totally different after the Great Reset and after my agenda has been ushered in. He referred to the completion of his plans as a transition to the world where the world will have gone through. What we have to confront is a deep systemic and structural restructuring of the world. German economist Klaus Schwab stated, end quote, this will take some time and the world will look totally different after we've gone through this transitional process, end quote. I don't think it can be any clearer of what his intents are and what he's wanting to do and what he's attempting to do. Would you have ever believed 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, you would have had an individual that would be that brazen, that will feel that somehow, some way, he is that powerful, that he can control the world and demand that world leaders submit to him and all global leaders, elitists, submit to his plan in order to be a part of the global reset? Well, yes, I'm telling you that we have national leaders. Joe Biden is one. Multitudes of them, Trudeau in Canada, another, others, ladies and gentlemen, governors and mayors and so forth across America and on a global basis will gladly submit and surrender their power. In fact, at your leisure, go back and study Daniel chapter 7 and Daniel chapter 8. You'll find that when the Antichrist steps on the scene, and it's reiterated in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1, you'll find, ladies and gentlemen, when the Antichrist steps on the scene, he won't take authority and power by force. It will be surrendered to him, voluntarily surrendered by leadership around the globe. And that's exactly what Charles Schwab is advocating today and stating. In fact, Schwab's advocacy is for not America, not other nations, as we know them to be friendly nations, but the nation of China. He's advocating that China play the lead role on a global basis in his planned global reset. Now, perhaps that helps you better understand why China has its dominance today, why China's in the position that it's in today and progressively, rapidly growing into a global power, even to the point of consuming all that we call America today. I'm looking at another headline. Klaus Schwab, quote, "We must embrace China as the world's best superpower." The World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab has ordered, listen again, this word ordered world leaders to embrace China as the world's new leading superpower, and has hailed their harsh COVID, applauded, congratulated China's harsh COVID control measures as a role model for all other countries. Let's pause for a moment. What is Schwab saying? You remember China, the apex of the COVID pandemic, the pathogen that was developed at taxpayer money, the pathogen that was presented and refined to the point that it was aerosoled, that breathing it could transmit it, controlled by China, developed by China in the Wuhan, China lab. And shortly after the release of it, the pathogen called COVID, some of the sights and scenes were almost unheard of and almost beyond the point of imagination. One tall, several hundred story apartment building, several hundred apartments in a tall, multi-story building. So many of the people had COVID. The Chinese Communist Party authorities welded the doors closed, would not allow anybody in or out, and let their people literally starve to death because they didn't want that pathogen to be released among the population. And here's Charles Schwab, Klaus Schwab, saying that he congratulates the, quote, harsh COVID control measures as a role model for other countries. Speaking at the opening plenary session of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting, the new champions, he called it, in China, Klaus Schwab declared that China must lead the new world order and the rest of the world must follow China, end quote. Schwab went on to say, China has made remarkable achievements in the economy and social in social development, in diplomacy, and in many other areas, he says. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the hand of God bringing about the plan of God for the future of this world after the church is raptured out. It is I could call it, theologically, doctrinally, biblically speaking, an exciting time for us to recognize what God is doing and understand that God is in control, that God's still on the throne. But ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the total, complete socialist, communist system being put in place with a dictator in charge, and that dictator shall, once the church is raptured out, step on the scenes, publicly be acknowledged as the Antichrist that will rule and reign. It's a system where there will be no individual control, no volitional choices of travel or where you go, no home ownership, no owning of anything that would be called your personal money. It will all be controlled by the world dictator. According to the Bible, that person is called the Antichrist. Ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing to me to see what is happening in the financial sectors in America. In the Biden administration's purposeful bankrupting of the American financial system through the inflationary spiral that will destroy the banking system and it will destroy the economic fundamental foundation that was so strong under the Trump administration, where we had low unemployment, where we had low interest rates, where we had major home ownership, where we had major investment freedoms in America. But today we're watching all of that being shut down. Why would you say that's happening? It's because we're watching the onset of the digital currency that the Biden administration is about to release on America. But building up to that, there must be an economic how would you say, fire. There must be an economic shutdown. There must be an economic catastrophe. I'm looking at the headline, Investor Carl Icahn, I-C-A-H-N, issues grim warnings of the U.S. economy. Billionaire Carl Icahn said that the U.S. economy is at the breaking point, blaming worse than mediocre leadership, and warning that the soaring inflation threatens to topple all Americans' positions economically on a global scale. Ladies and gentlemen, that's one major, major, major investor. J.P. Morgan says this. I'm looking at headline, J.P. Morgan Diamond, cautions on global economy. The big bank executive warned of an economic hurricane that's brewing. The global geopolitical tension, high inflation, waning consumer confidence, the uncertainty about high interest rates have to go, and the never-before-seen quantitative tightening of their effects on global liquidity, combined with the war in Ukraine and its harmful effect on the global energy and food prices, are very likely to have a major negative consequence on a global economic basis and a downturn down the road. Headline again, ladies and gentlemen, a new world order is emerging at Davos, that's D-A-V-O-S, banking as Davos banking system collapses. Ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about today is watching the different tentacles of what is happening while we're watching the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, the DHS, and all of the other, and the IRS, and all of the other three-letter acronym federal government agencies, where they wanted to track and trace and follow and monitor all of us, even to the point of developing clothing that we'll be able to monitor through the e-pants. I laugh every time I think of the term. Spending $22 million to develop e-clothing so that they'll be able to monitor and trace and track. Can you imagine? Somebody says, what kind of clothes do you wear? Well, I wear Ralph Lauren e-pants. Or I wear whatever it may be, e-clothing. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not beyond the possibility of being in the very near future. If they have already acknowledged it openly, that means they're already on the fast track of developing it, and or they have it ready to be launched, one or the other. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline that says, U.S. banks may freeze withdrawals of currency in the future. An expert on economies are warning the Biden administration may be looking at ways to lock down your checking account, literally ban all withdrawals from the banking system. Now, why would they do that? Ladies and gentlemen, there must be a collapse. Hear me. I'm not a banker. I'm not even a mathematician. I'm doing good to get two and two and come up with four. But it doesn't take a genius to recognize what's taking place on a national level and on a global level, and then you must look at it through a central biblicist worldview. What is God doing? Where is God going with this? What is God going to do? We're watching a collapse. It is a planned, prepared, structured collapse of our monetary system. What would you do, ladies? Let me ask you a question. What would you do if this afternoon, if the next hour, if in the next day, you would not be able to go on your online banking? By the way, I don't like online banking. I'm not an subscriber to it. I disagree with it. But what if you try to go on your online banking and pay a bill and find that you can't, that the funds are simply not available, that the electronic system simply does not work? Let me just touch on that for a brief moment. In electromagnetic pulse, EMP it's called, and it's simply where a dirty bomb, if you will, is exploded in the atmosphere above any city, above any nation. Someone has said, those that are experts in that area, said if that were to happen over America, and China is capable of doing it today, other nations are capable today, if that were to take place, some of the experts said it would take America back to the 17th century. Ponder the 17th century. No planes, no cars, mules, donkeys, no telephone, no telegraph, no electric lights. Think of that for a moment. And then consider that with this headline. Electronic payment system failed. Income for millions of businesses hit. Now, this is not science fiction. This is not maybe it'll happen. This date is September the 8th of this year. The days appear mostly to be over when people routinely use a check to pay for their mortgage, utilities, various products and services like groceries, shoes, car servicing, etc. Likewise, it appears to be rare that a group of friends all pitch in to pay a $20 dinner ticket at a restaurant. So many of those transactions now are electronic. But those systems are not infallible. And when they're down, there's a problem. A new report in the Federalist pointed out the problem for small businesses this week when the popular payment system called Square failed. Millions of businesses had to halt doing business with any customers unless their customers were carrying cash. Listen to this brief paragraph. An estimated 64 million small businesses that use Square to facilitate credit and credit card transactions, pull sales reports, view profit percentages, and manage inventory, a disruption that began midday on Thursday, however, left those customers without the ability to run their businesses effectively unless their customers and clients had the cash to pay. No explanation for the failure was offered. But where a money processing system shut down, 64 million businesses. Now, if you take 64 million businesses, how many customers did each business have? So we're talking about hundreds of millions of transactions that were blocked, denied, could not go through because of the system shutting down. So can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, a system where one man, an Antichrist, the Antichrist, will be able to do all of that, and there would be no buying, no selling, no trading, no traffic, no planes, no buying of anything unless you are given the authorization by the federal government, i.e. the dictator government. Headline I'm looking at now, Biden's plan for a digital dollar is a massive threat to all of our freedom. The Biden administration issued the sweeping executive order. That's been 1 year ago, a little over a year ago. He gave the executive order. They're planning now, the latest date that I've read, says by September the 26th, they will launch on a pragmatic, partial basis the digital financial system. The federal government, the Federal Reserve, were to ultimately issue the CBDC, it would be the first time in a century that Americans have released an entirely new currency. The Federal Reserve has already studied the possibility of rolling out the digital currency. But the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, working hand in glove with Klaus Schwab, and others on the World Economic Forum, those that are the globalists, those that want the global reset, those that with George Soros and others, Bill Gates and others, that want to see America collapse, want to see the American economic system incinerated so that they can take full control. They're setting the stage, but they think they're doing it. But ladies and gentlemen, it's God's allowing it to take place so that his word, just as he's given us, listen, you don't have to worry about anything changing. God's word is already put, as I call it, the black print on white paper to tell us what God is doing in the future. We already have God's blueprint. We already have the format. We already have the things that's going to take place in the last days, the present day and the last days. God's already told us in advance what's going to take place, and it's on the fast track for doing so. I'm looking at the headline, Biden is planning a new digital currency. Here's why we should all be worried. Ladies and gentlemen, with the Biden's new digital currency that's on the horizon, it will be closing the loop because what they're doing now is setting up the banking system, the financial system, through the inflationary spiral, through the shutdown of the markets. They're setting it up so that on the date certain, they'll introduce the digital currency and say, in essence, we had to do this to save your money. But ladies and gentlemen, when that happens, your all of your money is not in your purse, not in your pocketbook, not in greenbacks in a shoebox under your bed, but on your digital handheld device. If you make the wrong decision to travel in the wrong location, if you're in your electric vehicle, and that's all you'll have in the next few years, in your electric vehicle, and you decide to go someplace that they do not want you to go, geofencing will set in. Click the button. You can't go any further. If you, with your digital currency, if you want to buy gasoline, and gasoline perhaps for an automobile would have been outlawed in the near future, click. They press the button. You can't buy the tank of gas. If you vote the wrong way, click. You don't have any money. If you question the election or the integrity of the election, click by the federal government, and you don't have any funds. Ladies and gentlemen, what do you do? Where do you go? It goes back to the fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, where under the leadership of the Antichrist, you can't buy, sell, trade, or traffic. You can't build a business. You can't own a business unless the, at that time, what you and I would call the federal government, the dictator government, says that it's okay to do so. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Very good. I am very blessed. I'm going to be pretty short with my comments, but I just had a sci-fi moment as you began to talk about the electronic clothing and all of these other things that you're talking about now, Dr. Youngblood. I certainly hope that the body of Christ would get a grip on this and learn and to know and understand that we are living in the last days, and the Lord could come at any moment. So we need to pack up, stay prayed up, and be ready, because it could happen at any moment. But even if he doesn't come, then we're going to have to go through some of these things. But what I wanted to say, in addition to the electronic clothing, what if, just by chance, that electronic clothing is not supposed to correspond with the chip that was put in some of the vaccines earlier to, in other words, emit some kind of sound waves to the brain to command individuals to do what they want them to do? That was just a thought.
Well, your thought is not just sci-fi as we would think of yesteryear. Those things are actually being done in China, by the way, to answer that question in a little different fashion. In China, they're already implanting chips in the brain of their soldiers that with that chip, they will follow every command, whether they're shot, hurt, bleeding or not. They'll not feel pain and will simply go through until they are eviscerated in the battle. That's being done in the process of the introduction of that today as we speak in the nation of China. Those things will be taking place. Those things, I believe, are taking place, and I believe that it will be not beyond the realm of intelligent thought, as we're talking about now, for that to be on the horizon, for the federal government to be taking part in that on a global basis. Pastor Davis, what we're looking at, if we can wrap the thought, what we're looking at is for every Christian to take a stand. And as the Apostle Paul told Timothy, putting on the whole armor of God, being ready to do a battle with the enemy. And then Paul said in verse 13 of Ephesians 6, having done all, stand. I believe, Pastor, it's time for Christians to stand up for truth, speak up, and having done all, stand. No bowing, no bending, no turning around, no cowering, no sitting down, no silence, but to stand. And we're facing an enemy today. And, Pastor, unless we as Christians stand up, it's going to be too late for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Davis, thank Amen. You so much for your call. God bless you. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you could join us today. We're talking about something that I believe is imperative for the Christian to understand, that we're on the fast track and where we're going. And with knowing that, with having the knowledge and the information, it should make our lives totally modified and changed, so that we focus on what God is doing and how God is in control and not man himself. We need to keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM.